We're all busy little bees, full of stings, making honey day and night. Aren't we, honey?
Margot, really?
Please don't play governess, Karen. I haven't your unyielding good taste.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, April 5th, 2018. Today is the birthday of legendary American actress Betty Davis, born in 1908 in Lowell, Massachusetts. In 1915, when she was seven, her parents separated and Betty attended a Spartan boarding school called Crest Alban at Lanesboro in the Berkshires. In 1921, her mother moved her daughters to New York City, where she worked as a portrait photographer. In 1926, Betty saw a production of Henrik Ibsen's The Wild Duck, and inspired by the acting performance of British starlet Peg Entwistle, who was just her age, she was determined to find a place for herself in the world of theater. She auditioned for admission to Eva Le Gallienne's Manhattan Civic Repertory, but was rejected by Le Gallienne, who described her attitude as insincere and frivolous. She next auditioned for George Cukor's Stock Theater Company in Rochester. Although he was not really impressed, he gave her first paid acting assignment, a one-week stint playing the part of a chorus girl in the play Broadway. In 1929, she made her actual Broadway debut in a now nearly forgotten play called Broken Dishes. Regarded as one of the greatest actresses in Hollywood history, she was noted for her willingness to play unsympathetic, sardonic characters and was famous for her performances in a range of film genre, from contemporary crime melodramas to historical and period films, suspense, horror, and occasional comedies, although her greatest successes were her roles in romantic dramas. Davis moved to Hollywood in 1930. However, her early films for Universal Studios and as a loan out to other firms were unsuccessful. She joined Warner Brothers in 1932 and established her career with several critically acclaimed performances. In 1937, she attempted to free herself from her contract. Although she lost the well-publicized case against the studio, it marked the beginning of the most successful period of her career. Until the late 40s, she was one of the American cinema's most celebrated leading ladies. She gained a reputation as a perfectionist who could be highly combative and confrontational. She clashed with studio executives and film directors, as well as many of her co-stars. Her forthright manner, idiosyncratic speech, and ubiquitous cigarette contributed to a public persona which has often been imitated. She was the co-founder of the Hollywood Canteen and was the first female president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. She won the Academy Award for Best Actress twice, was the first person to accrue 10 Academy Award nominations for acting, and was the first woman to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Film Institute. Her career went through several periods of eclipse, and she admitted that her success had often been at the expense of her personal relationships. Married four times, she was once widowed and three times divorced, and raised her children as a single parent. Her final years were marred by a long period of ill health, but she continued acting until shortly before her death from breast cancer, with more than 100 film, television, and theater roles to her credit. In 1999, Betty Davis was placed second behind Katharine Hepburn on the American Film Institute's list of the greatest female stars of classic Hollywood cinema. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 5th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.